The music director of an orchestra is obviously the artistic chief of the institution, overseeing all aspects of artistic development, including orchestra personnel, programming, commissioning, guest artists, rehearsing the orchestra, being the artistic leader. And we have certainly enjoyed the tremendous work of our music director, Christopher Wilkins. He's our second music director in our history. We started with Hal France, who had a wonderful six-year term. And Chris really took what Hal had done and then propelled it further. Chris has been a great community collaborator over the years, whether it be the Orlando Museum of Art or the Negro Spiritual Scholarship Foundation, the Zora Neale Hurston Festival, or in the case of our 20th anniversary season, a collaboration with Orlando Shakespeare Theater in a really unusual performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream, where we'll be performing the orchestra on stage with all the incidental music but written by Mendelssohn, with the great talented actors and director Jim Helsinger from Orlando Shakespeare providing the action. And it's very rarely performed that way, but it's those types of community involvement and community collaborations that I think have been a hallmark of our success.
Well, let's turn back to some of those staples, I guess, of orchestral performance. You've got the Beethoven 6th Symphony, the Pastoral. Let's listen just to a little bit more of it under the baton of Christopher Wilkins, who joined the Philharmonic in 2006. What do you think Christopher Wilkins is able to achieve and bring out in the players?
Well, he's a very sensitive musician. He is a great leader. He I think has worked well with each of the sections in the orchestra to bring out the best. He's developed new players. We've been able to bring in a whole new crop of players. If you look at the front desk of the orchestra, the concertmaster, principal second, principal viola, principal cello are all new and have this youthful enthusiasm. And so he's brought a great energy to the performances and a new fresh look at some traditional works. But again, he's also has had a lifelong commitment to American music and specifically the commissioning of American composers. And our body of work with our composer-in-residence, Stella Song, is really something to be proud of as an institution, and really give kudos to Chris for those kinds of things.
So in searching for a new music director, does that mean you're searching for a new direction?
No, I don't think so. I think, 8 years is about average, even above average for an American music director, and orchestras and conductors plan years and years in advance. And so I don't really see it as looking for a new direction, but an embracing of who we are first and foremost, and then seeing, you know, where we can go in the future in relation to the opening of the Dr. Phillips Center. But no, I don't want to get ahead of the board, because we even haven't even had our first meeting about exactly what we're looking for. But we're not looking for any kind of dramatic change, more of a smooth continuity of change and embracing of who we are and embracing of Central Florida and finding new ways to celebrate that.
You hit on that new Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center, which is scheduled to be complete in 2014. How is that going to change things for the Philharmonic?
Well, initially, it's not going to change anything for the Orlando Philharmonic. What's opening in 2014 is the 2,800-seat non-acoustic Broadway hall, which is something that Central Florida desperately needs and we completely support. But it is not a new home for the Orlando Philharmonic. As I say, it's a hall designed for amplified sound, not for the natural sound of a symphony orchestra. That's not to say that we might not do a special event a year or so there, but we will wait for the second theater to be built, the 1,700-seat multi-form hall that is being built specifically for symphony, opera, and ballet. So we'll be at Bob Carr for a few more years until the funding is assembled through a variety of mechanisms that are almost too complicated to go into, but the tourist development tax, philanthropy, and government politics all hopefully colliding in a positive way.